Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The United States and the Middle East nations are bracing themselves for the sanctions that will be re-implemented on Iran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, yesterday I got a Twitter from POTUS, President of the United States, Donald Trump. He made the statement that the United States was going to re-implement the sanctions on Iran. And so I guess now that means that the United States and Middle Eastern forces are going to brace for trouble over these new or renewed Iranian sanctions.
Well, it's certainly possible, and the Iranians themselves are making a lot of noise about this. They're calling the United States an illegal power, whereas they are legal and they are respecting the world order. They claim that we are not because these sanctions have not been approved by the United Nations. But the Iranians also know that they will pay a very high price for any direct attack on U.S. forces in the Middle East. Now, they could attack us indirectly. They could, for example, reinforce those Shabak militias that I was telling you about in northern Iraq that are outside of Mosul, that are in the Nineveh Plain. They could also conduct provocative actions along the land bridge into Syria and onto the Lebanese border with Israel. There's lots of things that Iran can do. They have many, many military forces throughout the region. I happen to think they're a little bit overextended, but I do not see them launching any kind of direct attack against the U.S. I think they know very well that the price would be very high.
And that land bridge you're talking about includes Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, all the way from Iran to the Mediterranean, and that's key for what their plans are for the future.
That's correct. Absolutely. And they've been testing that since last December when they opened it for the first time. We've been talking about that regularly here on this broadcast. You don't hear a lot of people in the national media talk about it, but it's a very important event.
Ken Timmerman and his insights on what Iran's response may well be as the United States re-implements the sanctions on the Islamic State of Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Remember, President Trump withdrew from the Iranian nuclear deal. As of today, the United States has applied sanctions once again on Iran. The Middle East nations and the United States are braced for Iran's reactions. We don't know what Iran will be willing to do. We do know, however, that as we move deeper and deeper into the last days, Iran will become a major player as foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel. That was Daniel 11, verse 44. And Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where Iran is mentioned as Persia. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...